Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joins CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shablis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. We got James Hurston. Yes, he's up. The New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But answer me this, as the constitutional law professor that you are, what happened to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Yeah, that's a very good question. What happened to the Constitution is really a good question. You know, the founding fathers were very concerned about the idea that the justice system would be misused. Because it was, you know, in colonial England, it was misused. Mm-hmm. They had the Star Chamber, et cetera. So they designed a constitution to protect the president. They basically set up a system so that if you have grievances against the president, you have criminal complaints, whatever it is, that there's one remedy, and that was impeachment. And that is the remedy that should always be used when we're dealing with, you know, the head of the executive branch of the United States government. And so what we're seeing with these cases against a former president are absolutely in violation of that. And then you add the fact that every single person involved, the judges, the prosecutors, those that planned it are Democrats. And there are connections to this White House presently,
exactly.
Biden administration. And so when people, you know, when Trump calls it a witch hunt, when Trump says it is election interference, that is not hyperbole, because there's no other explanation for why there would be this flagrant disregard of American law, the rule of law, and American tradition. It's shameful, and, you know, we're only, all the American people can do at this point is pray, organize, and vote. That's all they can do.
Well, and they've been already conditioned to be careful, because if they would produce any kind of assembly, which, of course, that's part of the Constitution, that we have the right to assemble. Look what happens. You assemble, and if they determine that somehow you were riotous in your behavior, well, then you're in the D.C. gulag, and you're going to be put on ice for a number of years.
Well, that's a whole other discussion, but that's, again, is a terrible disregard for the rule of law. You know, for me, for someone that's in the legal profession, for someone that's taught the law, someone who loves the rule of law as opposed to the rule of a dictator, I find behavior particularly of judges to be just appalling, because judges, and I know a lot of judges, as a matter of fact, I've had students who are now judges, most judges take their oaths seriously. They would not allow themselves to have politics dictate their decisions. But unfortunately, today, we have a whole group of people that have risen to high levels in the judicial system, who've been appointed politically, who operate politically, and have a knee-jerk response to everything that comes into their courtroom. And that includes members of the United States Supreme Court as well. Instead of following the law, there are some justices on the Supreme Court that you can sit down and predict 99% of their decisions, and that shouldn't be.
Right. They veer to the left, hard left, you know, consistently. That's what you can plan on, especially when you got a justice that doesn't know the definition of a woman. Well, then you go from there, right? So,
I guess you go from there, yes.
Yeah. And the thing is, James, is that what's the redress for the American people? Because meanwhile, Joe Biden continues to violate the law, whether it's, you know, tuition forgiveness that goes on. I don't see him offering any kind of forgiveness for the credit card debt that he's imposed on the American people.
Disrespect for the rule of law. We see the manifestation, the result of that in domestic conditions and international conditions. We see the result of the disregard for the rule of law on the border, the disregard of the rule of law in sanctuary cities, the disregard for the rule of law in the prosecution of criminals in our urban areas throughout the country. So, and we see the disrespect for international law in the way that this administration conducts itself diplomatically and militarily, so, and funding wise. So it's created chaos on every front. And so therefore, you know, the American people have to pray, and they have to get their friends to vote and turn out in massive numbers to be too big to rig.
Exactly. Too big to rig. I love that. James, the situation that we have here, like you said, is that let's round the numbers. Just say half the country is so constitutionally illiterate and dumbed down that they don't even realize that their constitutional rights are being violated.
Yeah, I see that. That seems to be part of the plan. I mean, we all watched as the educational system was subverted from kindergarten to graduate programs and taken over by the far left. And we had various names for educational initiatives that essentially were destructive, taking away what were common sense approaches to learning and to evaluating students. And so, of course, we have students today who are graduating from high school. They can't read, they can't do basic math, but they can spout all kinds of woke maxims and so they've learned that, but they haven't learned the basics. It's interesting to me, I heard a survey recently where students do not know how to tell time on a analog clock. They can only read time digitally. Also, they can't make change. They can't do basic math anymore. They've not learned to think. And that's exactly what certain people want to occur.
Yeah. Well, when you look at over the years, America must be coming up to its expiration date, because the average nation lasts about 250 years, and we're a couple of years away from our 250th year anniversary. And this is one of the things that occur in societies, is the dumbing down of the people, the hijacking of their educational process, the moral decadence, and go right on down the line. And when you start checking off the boxes, looking at other nations before us at this 250-year mark, I don't think America's missing a box.
Well, yeah, it doesn't seem that way, and the world cannot afford for America to reach its expiration date. It's just simply because America has been this exceptional country that God graced with a notion of liberty that has been contagious throughout the world, exactly. And is a Judeo-Christian concept. And so You know, we hope for the best. We pray for even better.
Amen. Got to go to break. More from James after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Talking here just to kind of put a bow on everything where we are culturally, James. You know, what we're seeing in the courts, how Donald Trump, I mean, this is unprecedented. A former president of the United States involved in a jury-rigged legal system that for you as a professional, as a a professor, this has to be grievous to you as somebody, as an attorney, because this really does not lift up the profession. It really, I believe, denigrates it.
Yeah, and it's hard to denigrate the reputation of lawyers. It's hard to do that, but they are doing it, and it does. It grieves me greatly, simply because the basis of our system of the rule of law is based on natural law, stated in the Declaration of Independence, that our rights are predetermined, present because of a gracious gift from God.
Amen.
And the government exists by the consent of the governed. And over and over again, you hear political pundits saying, and you also hear politicians saying, that the country is acting like a banana republic. The idea that the United States of America would be implementing policies that we find in a banana republic, meaning a budding dictatorship,
right,
should be grievous to all Americans,
right,
obviously, especially to people in the legal profession, but all Americans, because it threatens the most important essence of America, which is our love of liberty and freedom and our idea that government derives its power from the consent of the governed, where the government is now, you know, running ramshod over the population of citizens and doing things, obviously, without any regard for consent.
Yeah, there's no consent.
Or consensus.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then what happens is here we are down the road, just like everything we experienced with COVID. How many lies did they tell us, James, that's being exposed? The FBI getting involved with, social media. Oh, you know, all of a sudden, what they did with Donald Trump the first go around, when he took over office, this Russian delusion thing that cost us millions of dollars, brought to you by Hillary Clinton, none other, but she didn't pay $1 to reimburse the American people for all the wasted money for the lie and all the false information that she dumped in to the public square. I mean, they've been able to get away with this. This is why they continue to do this, James, at the expense of the American people. And dare I say, it's not the American people that are doing this. It is the leadership that basically is in office by question. When you talk about the consent of the governed, you know, it's amazing because I hear all the time, we go, well, you elected him, and they go, no, I didn't. I didn't vote for him. Well, you know, like everybody's saying, I didn't vote for him. Well, 80 million people out there voted for him. So, go figure. What the heck's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, and we know what's going on because we observe corruption. We observe, yes, corruption in every institution. Particularly obvious, the one that's easily observable is the decline of the news media, who no longer speak truth to power, who no longer speak truth at all.
Exactly.
And, you know, we talked about the educational system, the legal system, and the corporate business world. And what is going hand in hand with the corruption is a woke culture, what Elon Musk calls the woke mind virus. And the woke mind virus is destructive. It takes away the idea of critical thinking, and it takes away the truth. Under this excuse of controlling misinformation and disinformation, a basically policy of censorship in the various platforms, both social media and legacy media, and then, of course, join hand-in-hand, as we saw in the Twitter file, with government. So, yes, we're understanding it. There's an ecosphere, it's called, of media that is still speaking freely, and that ecosphere is coming with podcasts and streaming and talk radio like your show, and some portions of cable. But people have to dig for it. They have to discern. They have to spread the word. But one thing is interesting. There's been an observation. You know, at this point in time, before the election of 2020, you saw signs everywhere, banners, bumper stickers on cards. Have you noticed? There's nothing.
Exactly.
There's no signs.
Yes,
there's nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I see
more Trump signs. I don't see any Biden-Harris signs, though.
Well,
but comparatively, you're right. Compared to 2020, it's like there's no signs at all. You're right.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a poll. It's kind of like a poll. I think the American people are poised to do something like they did in El Salvador, where they had an election and the last president, Bukele, won with 90% of the vote.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's what, you know, I think they're poised. I think it's, you can see it. You see it on Bill Maher's show, where all of a sudden, I know Bill Maher. Bill Maher, it sounds often like he, right before the show, he has a bunch of red pills. And we see it with Joe Rogan and the development of Joe Rogan. You see it with Tucker Carlson. You see it with others. And those are part of this new ecosphere. And you can't, you know, it's funny. It's like even in the liberal polls, it's insane with the amount of propaganda, the amount of indictments, the amount of negativity about former President Trump. How could he even be competitive in the polls? It's not possible unless this ecosphere of truth is spreading the truth and the American people
exactly.
are seeing through this misuse of the judicial system.
Well, if we're going to save this country, save our family, save ourselves, James, we must return to the truth. No doubt about it. That's the basis of everything. We got about 2.5 minutes left. I did want to address your column very briefly. Is the TikTok's undue influence on our youth? We see what's going on, but kids, tweens, and teens, you write, are increasingly coming to the conclusion that they suffer from a myriad of mental health maladies, including attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, obsessive compulsive tendencies, generalized anxiety, depression, autism spectrum disorder, and various other atypical conditions. So I guess you just keep TikTok rolling along then, huh?
Yeah, and it's by the way, this is our young, you know, we obviously have heard about how they developed false self-diagnosis about their genders. We've heard about that, but even the left is getting upset about self-diagnosis of various ambiguous conditions being done by youth who watch TikTok. Not in China, though.
Yeah, right.
China owned TikTok, because TikTok is very different in China, which is encourages the young to become good, loyal citizens of the Chinese Communist Party, where here in America, TikTok is a degenerate propaganda mechanism that part of it is teaching our kids to have what are called sociogenic conditions. Mm-hmm. And that's so that word used to be used when there was a bunch of people who gathered together and they all had the same symptoms. They all ran to the doctor were together. But now, because of social media, sociogenic pathologies, as they're called, are being experienced by young people all over the Western world tied to TikTok.
Why are we not surprised, James?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of us are not. But it is surprising people, on the left side of the political aisle who are psychologists and psychiatrists and scholars, because they're now writing about this epidemic of self-diagnostics. From TikTok in particular.
Yes, exactly. Well, James Hurston has been our guest, the one and only New York Times bestselling author and constitutional law professor and media analyst. James, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
In a single moment, everything can change.
When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstration removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. Roy Murdoch, speaking of which, he's got full control of the steering wheel. The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Or maybe I should just say, you're in the cockpit flying these migrants in from the Gaza by order of a president. Nobody else wants them. Egypt doesn't want them. But, Uncle Joe says, look at Buenvenidos or whatever. You know, come on in.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe proof that I'm not in control is the fact that this policy is even being considered. If I had my hands on the wheel, this wouldn't even come up as a satirical concept. But I think I've said it before that this whole life in America these days is like a Saturday Night Live sketch that never ends. You know, just we wake up every morning, we're still in the SNL sketch, except it's for real. And what could be more comical than, hey boss, here's a great idea. Let's bring in a bunch of refugees from the Gaza Strip. Ha ha ha! The audience laughing along and all this, except no, they really mean it. They don't mean it as a joke. They actually want to do this. And it's just astonishing. I mean, with all the illegal aliens we have here already, these people want to bring even more people to strain our resources. And, how many people speak Arabic in this country? You got to have these kids, I guess, being dropped off at schools and getting educated and on. It's just astonishing. And that, of course, doesn't touch on the even greater problem, which is that Gazans, unfortunately, many of them from there in kindergarten, are trained to hate Jews. All kinds of anti-Semitic concepts, and they have little games they play where some of the kids are Arabs and some of the kids are Jews, and the Arab kids pretend to kill the Jewish kids, and so on and so on. It's absolutely horrifying and disgusting, and I can't think of anything more destabilizing or dangerous than to have a brand new Joe Biden program to bring in a bunch of refugees from Gaza, of all places.
Well, I think the State Department got together with Joe Biden and said, look at these campuses need reinforcements. Let's go to the Gaza and we'll recruit some people to come in and help them with the cause, right?
I guess So, I mean, what could be more genuine than bringing in a bunch of folks like this who don't know our way of life? You know, they've not had an election there since, I believe, it was 2008. So 16 years since they've had elections. Mm-hmm. So you want to bring people in who know a little bit about democracy, constitutional republicanism, limited government, rule of law, and that kind of stuff doesn't happen there. So you're going to have people who are going to have, you know, even if they're not violent and terrorists trying to kill us, you're going to have people who are going to have trouble integrating into the society and assimilating into the society and potentially becoming Americans. I mean, people who come here as immigrants who want at some point for them to become part of the American way of life and become a good, decent, hardworking Americans. And that path is even steeper if they arrive with ideas like, oh, dictatorship and blow up political opponents and, you know, fire rockets at your neighbors, throw your enemies off of buildings. And this is kind of, you know, run-of-the-mill routine behavior in Gaza, this is, at least up until now, not typical American behavior. So this is just a terrible idea. And I discussed this at an op-ed at Newsmax, another one at Daily Signal. So if you take a look at both those places, I think Washington Times ran it too. So look at those places, you'll read out all about this terrible idea and all the reasons why it needs to be thrown onto the ash heap of history with all deliberate speed.
Well, exactly, because, I mean, look at, we got enough problems in Michigan and Minnesota, right? I mean, what state do you give the next group of malcontents? And especially here, I mean, as you said, the Gazans sadly have been groomed. I mean, this isn't something that just happened since 2008. This has been a lifestyle to not only hate Jews, number one, but number two is America. So,
that's right.
All right, so let's bring them to America. That way they don't even have to do a lot of traveling. They can already set up Manchurian-type camps, if you want to say, to get ready for the right signal to start creating some utter chaos, because it wasn't that long ago, DeRoy, when all it took was 19 illegal immigrants to wreak all kinds of havoc on this country.
Yes, 19 illegal aliens. I use that term advisedly, illegal aliens in this country. These the 9/11 hijackers, I think most of them, if not all of them, had overstayed their visas.
Mm-hmm.
They came in primarily as students and just stuck around. And obviously, you know what happened. They attacked us on September 11th, 2001, and I think we had something approximately 2,900 and change people killed at the World Trade Center at the Pentagon and that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And you don't need to be a group of 19 hijacking planes to cause all kinds of trouble. You just need one guy with a gun standing in the middle of a supermarket or a kindergarten schoolyard during recess, or a bus station or a subway train or what have you, and you can have yourself a lot of bloodshed as this person maybe coming in from Gaza decides this is a really good way to reduce U.S. support for Israel and make Americans more hostile to the Jewish state. And they could do this person could do so while yelling Allahu Akbar. You could do that solo. Some people call them lone wolves. I think wolves are actually pretty cool. I call them lone rats. You could have your own personal lone rat terror attack without having to get 18 other people to join you and then take flight training and all that other sort of stuff. That's much, much more difficult. Do your own one-man jihad and take out a lot of Americans in the process. So I'd much rather the Gazans stay in Gaza where the Israelis can keep a close eye on them as opposed to bring them to this country and do what Joe Biden has done with these other people, just set them loose and let them, you know, run through the interior of the country and do all Gaza
exactly
what. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it's scary that we have such an ineffective and wrong-headed commander-in-chief and chief executive officer of our country who is supposed to be the caretaker of our freedoms and constitutional rights. I mean, he's obliterating it at every turn. But, you know, Bob Gates warned us, but the voter wasn't serious enough to really take Bob Gates' experience, who'd been around Joe Biden for 20 years at the time when he wrote the book, and said that Joe Biden hadn't gotten anything right when it came to foreign policy. And, of course, now Joe Biden is extending it not only – he's not happy enough to have foreign policy wrong, but domestic policy also. I mean, he just defies common sense, DeRoy. I mean, whether we're talking, you know, the border, whether we're talking energy independence, these other regulations are coming in. I mean, I think under his watch right now, regulations have cost the American people in excess of $1.4 trillion. And it's okay with Uncle Joe.
Yeah, and more to come. I mean, it'd be one thing to say, all right, we've done enough. We can stop now, you know, get off the gas pedal. But every single day, it's something else. I'll give you a domestic policy idea, a mess, and foreign policy mess. Domestic policy, I just saw this morning. They're going to put some new regulations on air conditioners. So air conditioners will cost more money. I'm sure a green air conditioner doesn't cool your home down, your office down all that much. So maybe instead of blistering, it'll just be really warm as opposed to being cool. And then get this. Apparently, the whatever wiring or materials, whatever they're using in these green, eco-friendly air conditioners, apparently is slightly flammable. So while you're busy trying to get your home or your office nice and cool in the summer, you're actually going to set it on fire. I mean, who comes up with this stuff? Where do they get these wacky ideas? And then you may have heard over the last couple of days, apparently, as the Israelis are going into Rafah to clean out Hamas, put an end to that bloodthirsty terrorist group that wiped out 1,200 Israelis on October 7th, the White House just announced, well, we're going to pause the delivery of weapons to our Israelis as they try to finish off this existential struggle for them to continue in operation. I can't think of any other time when we've had allies who are in a war against an enemy, a sworn enemy of ourselves, and right when they're going in for the kill, the United States government says, oh, okay, we're going to hold off on weapons. And these are, by the way, precision-guided weapons. The beauty of a guided weapon is it, as best you can, goes directly to kill the bad guys rather than a weapon that blasts out and takes out a lot of civilians. So if you want to have weapons that only hit Hamas and don't hit innocent Gazans who are just, you know, they're minding their own business, you would want precision-guided weapons. So what is Joe Biden removing the precision-guided weapons? I don't know what this man smokes or puts into his applesauce in the morning, whatever, but boy, it's strong and it's not good for him or the country or the world for that matter.
Exactly. And then he tells the American people, we're 100% behind Israel. But, you know, this is kind of a pattern. I mean, he kind of did this with Ukraine, remember? But the exchange there was a prosecutor. He was going to withhold $1 billion. So this is what, you know, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, routinely do. It's all about quid pro quo. Speaking of which, we've got to take care of some business, so we've got to go to quick break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
I'm Phil Hassenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return, but are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
With you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And we've got Roy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. And Roy, I'm with you. It's disgusting to think that the president would slow walk. Interestingly enough, something happened in the House and in this appropriations bill that allowed the president to take this money that was specifically earmarked, they thought, no strings attached, to go to Israel to help them in this war with Hamas. And somehow, you know, the president and his minions have found a way to pull a string and hold back the deliverance of these munitions.
Well, that's astonishing. I don't know if they put some, you know, secret language into that bill that went through a few weeks ago. And if so, then, you know, shame on Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, mm-hmm. whoever else among the Republicans were negotiating this and it, I guess, didn't catch that language, if in fact that's what they did. Now, maybe they've taken old language or some old law or whatever and decided just to hold off on the delivery of these weapons. But whatever the genesis of this is, the time to do this is awful. This is the time when the idea is to get rid of Hamas.
Exactly.
Them. Not, well, we got rid of half the terrorists, which is just leave the other half in, and everything will be fine. I'm sure they'll all go into commercial real estate.
Because that's worked before, right?
Oh,
when you only got rid of half or a portion, you know, it's a successful model plan.
I mean, in World War II, we could have gone to the Rhine and said, okay, we got to the Rhine, we'll stop now and just, you know, let Hitler, he learned his lesson, it'll all work out. No, you go, you push all the way to the wall until the bad guy puts a gun in his mouth and pulls the trigger. That's what you want. We should have done that with Saddam Hussein in the first Gulf War. We didn't. Guess what? We had him have a second Gulf War to go take care of him. So the lesson in history is you push the bad guy into the corner until he either kills himself or surrenders unconditionally, and then you can have peace. You don't have peace by getting rid of half the problem and letting half the problem stay there. And then, of course, like a tumor, metastasize, grow, expand, and once again, kill Israelis, kill Americans, kill Westerners, hold hostages. By the way, we still have six U.S. hostages being held by Hamas. You don't hear about them very much. Joe Biden doesn't talk about them very much. And those are people who ought to be, you know, at the center of our thoughts and at the center of American policy. Get them back to their homes and families and loved ones. But nope, they're not really focused on that. So let's take the weapons that Congress approved for Israel and just keep them in a warehouse somewhere in the Midwest or maybe in the South somewhere where they can gather dust and prevent our Israeli allies from actually defending themselves and putting an end to Hamas once and for all.
I was just thinking again about here we are. We want to bring Hamas migrants into this country, Egypt, Jordan. Nobody wants them. So we're going to transport them all the way from the Gaza into the United States. These people that definitely have issues with their thinking and mind, right? And then no sooner do you consider that, and then I don't know if you caught Maxine Waters the other day. I mean, she's out of her skull. She's demanding the Justice Department investigate Trump supporters because she thinks, this is what she thinks, there's a whole bunch of those MAGA people who are training up in the hills somewhere planning on a civil war if Trump loses. I mean, they're either there, but I'm sure, no doubt, that they're close to a Walmart because that's the only place that will accept that smell of those deplorables. So, she could just follow the smell, I guess. She's just lost her mind.
It's astonishing to hear her say that. You know, there are no Republicans. There are no MAGA people up in the hills training for anything. This is so silly. At the same time, she's concerned about the hypothetical mega army up in the hills training for political violence. People on her side, on the left, on TV, if you don't believe me, turn on the TV, you'll see it right now, are blocking the streets, vandalizing statues, breaking glass to take over Hamilton Hall at Columbia University, defacing the statue of George Washington at George Washington University, a few weeks ago shutting down traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours, engaging in all sorts of anti-Semitic violence. You might have seen that battle at UCLA about a week ago with folks throwing fireworks at each other and beating each other with sticks. You want political violence. Look at the stuff happening on Maxine Waters' side of the aisle. You don't have to wait for November to see the mega people do it. You can turn on the TV and watch it right now when people on the left engage in political violence. And yet the left likes to tell us that, oh, it's the mega people and the Christian nationalists and the white supremacists. Mm-hmm. They're all, the biggest domestic terrorist threat to America. Where are these people? I mean, have you seen the campus taken over by white nationalists? Have you seen Christian nationalists, take over a store or knock over statues or deface and vandalize public property, break windows? I haven't seen that. Maybe I'm not paying attention. I mean, I'm actually in my office at Fox News Channel right now. Maybe I should open my eyes and look at the TV monitors right here. Must be missing all the white nationalists engaging in the coast-to-coast political violence.
See, what they're not showing on some of these campuses, DeRoy, is people are being baptized in mass. I mean, so it's like it's driving, what is she thinking? And then plus on top of that, you say her side of the aisle there in Los Angeles, that's not too far from the zip code that she is representing, right? So, I mean, talk about, throwing stones in glass houses here, lady. Come on, let's get real.
That's right. Well, she, as you may know, she represents Watts, but she lives in Beverly Hills. So,
of course,
the chaos at UCLA was probably within a mile or two of her house. UCLA happens to be right next door to Beverly Hills and Westwood, and UCLA are all kind of bunched together out in West LA. And she represents Watts, but she lives in a much nicer part of town, Beverly Hills. So all that stuff going on, she might have been able to hear the exploding fireworks and whatnot from her, from the front terrace or her tennis court or poolside or whatever it is she might have in the beautiful estate in which she lives.
Well, she's probably cruising, Rodeo Drive and going down to Chasen's, for chili. I mean, she knows how to live. Not in Watts, though.
No. I was going to say, going back to Joe Biden's arms embargo against the Israelis, which I guess is what current U.S. policy is. There's an excellent group called Soldiers Save Lives, with which I've been very happy to publicize and assist and raise their profile. A bunch of guys who are Israelis. They're all age 25, as it happens. And they raise money and collect military gear, tactical military gear, like bulletproof vests and helmets. helmets and boots and these sorts of things. And anyone who's interested in supporting Israel Defense Forces in their battle against Hamas can go online, look up Soldiers Save Lives. They're a great cause. I've been very happy to support them. And I can tell you that they've had people who have donated drones, I think on a Tuesday, and as quickly as Friday, it was delivered in Israel and put to immediate use by the Israel Defense Forces, who were able to find some Hamas terrorists with the drone and then get a tank to aim their weapon exactly where the terrorists were, and within a few seconds they turned out to be former terrorists, namely dead terrorists. So yeah. If you want to help the IDF while Joe Biden is denying them weapons, go online, look for Soldiers Save Lives, and you definitely can contribute to that very important cause.
Right. Well, that's great. I don't know if you caught this. The Babylon Bee boys are at it again. This headline, 12 women come forward alleging they were sexually assaulted by whoever Trump's VP pick is. And in this lineup of women is Adam Kinzinger.
That's very funny. That's very, very funny.
Another one they had, which is Joe Biden standing outside of his convertible Corvette, right? And the convertible is down. It's open. And he's on the phone saying, Jill, can you give me the number to 911? I've locked my keys in the car again.
That's very funny. Well, my guess is that's probably not too far from the truth.
Sadly so. Yeah.
You mentioned the deep stakes. I think there's one person who absolutely disqualified herself from becoming vice president, and that's Kristi Noem with this unbelievably bizarre story about having this out of control dog, which she then took out and shot with a gun. I don't know why. I mean, why would you do that? I mean, either if the dog is out of control, you get proper training, get to calm down. If you can't do that, sometimes there are dogs that just can't be corrected. You take the poor thing to the vet and have it put down. Euthanize, okay? But she says, hey, let's take it up back and shoot it. And then instead of being quiet about it, she thinks, hey, let me put this in my book. Who on earth would think this is a good thing to put in a book with all the dog lovers and people like me and maybe you and many of us?
Exactly.
Who think dogs are wonderful. They're living angels. They're beautiful creatures. They need to be treated with love and respect and dignity and warmth and care. And you put that in a book, and she thinks that's going to get by her votes. She thinks it's going to make her more popular. Boy, what a complete, utter lack of basic, fundamental kindergarten political judgment.
That was a big surprise for me. I couldn't believe that was in her book. Unbelievable.
Shocking.
Without a doubt.
Why would you do it? And B, why would you talk about it afterwards? And C, why would you put it in a book? So, that's the end of Kristi Noem's vice presidential candidacy, and it should be. So, bye-bye, Kristi.
Well, and it's the end of our conversation, unfortunately. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a